WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is actor Stephen First. He plays Dr. Elliot Axelrod, the nervous, overweight, and insecure resident on the TV series St. Elsewhere. In person, Stephen First seems relaxed, self-confident, and not as heavy as the camera portrays, although he told me he weighs 225 pounds. In his first movie, Animal House, First was a fat, nerdy college student. These days, First likes to appear on college campuses to talk about himself, show outtakes from St. Elsewhere, and to discuss his TV character.
Elliot's a really good doctor and has great bedside manner. His biggest fault is he becomes too involved with his patients, which I don't consider a fault. I'd like to see real doctors be more involved with their patients, but he just lacks self-confidence, personal self-confidence, and just like everybody else, he wants to be liked by everybody, tries to be accepted by his peers, which is kind of like a natural human instinct.
How has the character changed in the years that you've played him?
Well, he's becoming slowly more self-confident and is not being taken advantage of, doesn't let himself be taken advantage of quite as much, and standing up for himself more.
How did you get the role?
Well, it's funny. It started out as a very small part, a one-day part, and it was five lines. And they added another scene in that episode, which that was great because now I had a nice little small part. And then about 3 weeks later, they asked me to do another small part, same character. And then about 3 weeks after that, they said, would you do another script? And I said, sure. You know, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to turn down work. And the script came, and it was a large part. It was like one of the focal points in the script. And the third day of shooting, the executive producer, Bruce Paltrow, came down and said, how would you like to be a regular next year? And I was delivering pizzas, you know. So I said, well, I don't know. You know, the pizza delivery business is pretty good right now. But no, after I got off the floor kissing his feet, I said, yes, I'd love to. And it just happened to work out very well for me. I signed a 7-year contract with St. Elsewhere, and, you know, everything's going great.
And what year is it now?
It's the 6th year for the show, and the 4th year is a regular for me.
Now, how many years do residents actually serve?
For every 2 seasons, it's 1 year. So that covers us for 8 years.
So you're actually going to be playing a resident longer than any resident actually.
Right. Every two seasons is 1 year.
Plays his role in a hospital.
Right. I mean, we're in our 6th year. This may be our last year. Maybe go one more. We're not sure. We've never been sure on our show whether we were going to be picked up the 2nd year or the 3rd year or the 4th year or the 5th year.
Your character is so ambivalent about all the stress and pressure of medical school. In the premiere episode, I thought your character was leaving the series because he had gone to work at a used car dealership and was really seriously thinking of staying until the episode ended and he decided that selling used cars was even worse than being a resident. Was there ever any doubt in your mind that you'd return?
No, there's no doubt in my mind because I knew at that time of the filming that I had already been, you know, my option had already been picked up for that year. It's once again, it's just the storyline. He found out when he was not picked up by another resident program that he was making more money working less hours as a car salesman for his cousin Pee Wee. And so when the hospital reopened and they came to get him, he says, you know, he started to think twice about going back and working 36-hour shifts and having people's lives in his hand. And basically, of course, he started to get into trouble at the car dealership. He was accused of sexual molestation, and then he took somebody for a test drive who tried to kill him, and so he went back to the hospital.
As you can see, there's plenty of room for shuttling the bridge club around.
Yes, exactly the style I had in mind.
Feel free, climb right in.
Actually, I'm not interested in luxury. I need a van for the dogs.
Dogs, huh? What kind?
I'm sorry.
My father's a vet.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you see, I thought...
You must speak up. I've been having difficulty hearing.
Really? Did you check with a doctor?
No.
You know, the inner ear is an intricate mechanism. You know, loss of hearing can be caused by infection or buildup of cerumen. I really know what I'm talking about here.
Just because your father's a vet doesn't mean you can paw me.
I'm a doctor.
Help!
Really, I am. Don't scream. I really am a doctor.
Sure, that's why you're selling cars. You just wanted me in this van to have your way with me.
I just wanted to have a look.
Explain. explain that to the police.
People are used to seeing you every week on St. Elsewhere, and they associate you with the doctor that you play. When you ever go to see a doctor to get examined, does the doctor relate to you as someone who plays a doctor on this series every Wednesday?
It's funny. They give me a lot more respect.
Do they really?
Yeah, and when I question them, they, you know, because I've really learned a lot of medicine doing the show, and when I question them and I throw out terms that usually only med students know or other doctors know, they get quite intimidated, which I kind of enjoy.
Your first movie role was in Animal House, which was a wildly successful movie. How did you get the part without any acting experience?
It was kind
without
of,
any movie acting experience.
No,
is
yeah.
What I mean.
Well, it was kind of difficult because like you said, I was a person with no credits whatsoever, and I was auditioning at a major studio, and basically it was John Landis, the director, who kind of stuck up for me and said, "I've auditioned this guy 5 times. He is the right person for the role of Kent Dorfman or Flounder." They said, "But how about," and they mentioned 5 other names, people who had done other movies and stuff. And John Landis stuck up for me. And, you know, thank goodness he did, because that really changed my life.
Have you, through your career, ever been offered stereotypical roles, stereotypical fat roles?
Yes, I not stereotypical fat roles. Basically, I can narrow it down to people. After Animal House became a hit,
yeah,
people kept offering me the youth comedies, which of course I took some of them because it was better doing something in the motion picture industry than waiting tables. So I did my share of B movies. You know, things that probably people have never seen, like Swim Team, and and I did one called Midnight Madness, which, of course, I wasn't alone. Michael J. Fox was in Midnight Madness with me.
I just always wonder if some roles, just as some roles say black person, white person, Hispanic person, if some roles say skinny person or heavy person.
Some of them say that, and others don't.
Well, I think in movies, there's this whole set of stereotypes that go along with being fat that include being stupid, eating a whole lot all the time, you know, always gorging yourself.
Right.
And also being either sexless or being the comic relief. The character whose sexual relationship isn't taken seriously.
Oh, well, you never see any kind of basically love stories involved. But, you know, that doesn't bother me too much, you know. Character actors like me last a lot longer than the leading man, I think.
Well, that's an interesting point. That's,
you know,
a very
the leading
point.
Men come and go. Occasionally, you know, people stay stars for years and years. I mean, we got Paul Newman and people like that who are leading men for years. But there's a lot of men who become leading men and they're successful for about 5 or 6 years.
Were your school experiences anything like either Animal House or St. Elsewhere?
No, I basically had a normal childhood. I was doing, in high school, my grades were horrible because I was doing dinner theater at night. I was making like $22 a week doing, you know, musicals like Hello, Dolly and Fiddler on the Roof. I think I've done Fiddler on the Roof like 12 times. And my grades really suffered. I graduated high school with a 1.7 average. And
it's
I managed.
Pretty low.
It is pretty low. And I managed to get into a college, and I was on the dean's list because I only had to take drama classes because I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts. And so I went from having a 1.7 average to having straight A's in college.
When you were waiting tables and when you were delivering pizzas,
right,
did you fear that you would be one of the actors who ends up being a waiter all their lives? There are so many people who never get out of the day jobs and who are never able to build that acting career.
Well, yes. But I had set a goal for myself. I was married, and I wasn't going to do that to my wife. I said, "Give me 5 years, and in 5 years, I'll get a career. I'll sell real estate, or I'll go into a business or something." You know, I wouldn't put anybody through that. You know, I wouldn't be that selfish to deny somebody a good life because of acting.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us
Thanks.
About your acting.
Thanks.
Stephen First plays Dr. Elliot Axelrod on the TV series St. Elsewhere. By the way, when the series returned this fall, St. Elsewhere had been sold to a hospital group called Ecumana. Umana Incorporated of Louisville, Kentucky, which owns and operates hospitals, went to court to challenge St. Elsewhere's use of the name, saying it's a copyright infringement.